My name is Deneth Pumakshi Vedarachige. I'm a multidisciplinary artist from Sri Lanka. I am based between France and Sri Lanka and working within Europe. Once upon a time, known as Galduwa, meaning Rock Island in Sinhalese, was a small isle situated in Valigama Bay in the south of Sri Lanka. It was known as a dumping ground for the cobras by the locals. Around 1925, Maurice Talvand, real name was Maurice Maria, aristocrat, a French-born, naturalized British, garden designer and a furniture maker, found this earthly paradise by chance. He purchased it for 250 Sri Lankan rupees at that time. Profiting the power of colonial comforts, he ignored its true name and he renamed it as Taproban. He constructed a villa, replanted the garden, and lived there. After his death, in 1942, his son sold it by public auction. And from there, it was passed on to the hands of foreign owners. Today, it is owned by an Australian businessman. Taproban Island is now a private villa for tourists that cost a fortune per night. The mystical veil of romance and adventure, as Ernest Haeckel says, the beauty he has painted and experienced today, in fact, remain as a foreign beachside to me as a Sri Lankan. Valigama is attracted by many Russian, Ukrainian, French, German and English tourists and investors for its potential tourism, a hotspot to see blue whales, to catch a ride in a surfboat and rave parties. The correct name of the painting should be Valigama, not Bella Gemma, as Haeckel renamed it with Italian words, which clearly show his white privileges on the land of the others. This painting is well presented as an image of colonial propaganda tourism to attract Western scientists and adventurers. Haeckel had forgotten to paint the Sinhalese children he traded with cheap ornaments and colored picture sheets in return for filling 30 boxes with rare specimens. Haeckel had forgotten to paint the native couple with four children who offered him coconut water and banana to his uninvited entrance to their home in the small isle Galduwa.